Sarah, Ben, Greg. Now we're sharing the same Greg. And our Gregs that beat us won. No more Greg on the run.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Billy O'Sheen.
Yeah, it's not Frank O'Sheen.
Frank O'Sheen's son.
Is it his son?
No, it's a joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think that they were related.
No, they're not at all. You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
My mom is coming to visit this weekend.
That's right.
She calls me up and she goes, Greg. Yes, Mom. I'm having a key made for the house. And put it outside. I'm like, okay. It's like, this is in case something happens. I'm like, what's going to happen, Mom?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm scared because of the Malaysian airplane that something's going to happen.
What?
And I went, what logic is that? And she went, well, you know, that plane, you never know what could happen in that plane. I'm like, Mom, first off, it's a different plane. Completely different style of plane.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to sneak it into the country and then sneak it into being used in regular plane rotation.
Right.
Which, there's going to be a random plane that shows up. And like, okay, use that one.
Right, yeah. Who cares that it says Malaysia Airlines on it?
And I'm like, then they're going to have to repaint it.
Yeah.
And it'll have to be Spirit Airlines, Mom. They are not going after Spirit Airlines. They'll be going after Delta or American Express. Or Express. American Airlines.
That's crazy.
So she's all scared about flying, and so is my sister, because of the Malaysian airplane.
And number 10 on the list.
They're not engineers, according to your survey.
Yeah, there's not four additional patent holders for this one specific device on their airplane.
Yeah, because that was a true story.
I think it is.
Okay.
I hope your mom makes it safe.
She should.
I think she'll be all right.
I think she'll be all right. The last part of this story is I have a key to the house.
Right.
Already, to her house. I was like, Mom, I already have a key. You gave it to me, like, the last time I went there. And she went, I did? I went, yep.
Has your mom been hanging out with Trey Peart's mom?
I don't know. It might be.
Because that's real Trey Peart mom type stuff.
Some nutty nut job stuff.
I guess just, you know, middle-aged women, I guess they just kind of start to have these crazy thoughts. And
Jen.
I hear them from you every day.
Yeah, Jen.
Crazy lady. Well, you're going to be okay, Deb.
Deb's going to be fine.
I give you a ringing endorsement saying that you're going to be okay.
Me too.
So yesterday at my house, at the end of the story?
Yes.
So we're sitting around and we're like, what are we going to do for dinner? And we were, you know, I had just gotten home from San Antonio after a long weekend of working down there. And we're sitting at the house and we're debating what we want to have for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we concluded that we didn't want to cook anything. So what do you do when you don't want to cook something?
You get food.
You do get food. But where we live, it's a long drive to go get food.
Mm-hmm.
So we make people drive to us. We ordered a pizza.
From where?
Domino's.
Oof, ew.
So that's the closest one that'll deliver.
Oof, ew.
So so we ordered the pizza, and then out of nowhere, the clouds split, and the sun came out.
It was beautiful.
And then it got really nice. And so mm-hmm. Abby was like, I want to go outside. It's okay. So we go outside. We take the kids out. I'm pushing Abby on the swing. And I'm keeping an eye, you know, towards the driveway to see if the, you know, when the pizza guy gets
mm-hmm.
there. So I'm looking down the street, and I see this little gray truck coming. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that has to be a pizza guy, because I've never seen that truck in the neighborhood before at all. Sure enough, he pulls into the driveway. I yell at Erica. I'm like, hey, the pizza guy's here. Run inside and get the money. So she's like, okay. And she's like, look at that sheriff hauling ass down the street as well. So she goes inside to get the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing there at the end of the driveway. I'm looking at the pizza guy in his truck, And he's kind of looking down, like getting his receipts and the pizza and putting it in the bag or whatever. And sure enough, the sheriff pulls up behind the guy in my driveway.
Uh-oh.
Lights are flashing, you know, all this whole thing. And the pizza guy is not paying any attention to what's happening behind him.
Did the pizza man get gunned down in your driveway?
The pizza man opens the door, takes a step out, and the cops are like, "Stay in your car!" And the guy was like, "What?" He had no idea that the cops were behind him, and it completely freaked him out. And so I'm standing there holding Aiden the end of my driveway.
And he's just like...
He's staring, like, he's looking at me like, what the hell is going on? Like I did something. Like, I called the cops to come get the pizza guy.
Yeah.
He has his hands up.
Yeah.
Like this, and he has, like one hand is out the door, and and you could see... Like, his foot was on the ground, and they were like, "Back in the vehicle!" And he was like, "Oh, my God." So, I'm just, like, I'm a little weirded out. I don't know what to do. Like, what do you do? Do you go up and say, "Hey, can I just get my pizza, and you guys can carry on with your business?" Or, like, are you going to arrest the guy, and I don't have to pay for my pizza? Or
did you call the cops on him because he was 30 minutes or more?
He was right on time. Boom. He was...
Because he was gunning it.
He was speedy.
Because he had to drive to the middle of nowhere to get your pizza.
He was speedy on the dot. So...
So what's the thrilling conclusion? Because I guarantee there's not going to be one.
So the other cop... There was two police officers.
So two cops rolled up on
this guy.
Two
sheriffs. Well, both in the same... They were in a big SUV.
Okay.
So one comes out and he's got a big old cowboy hat on. And you hear him say license and registration, so he hands it to that guy, and the guy goes over. The other cop comes over, and he's standing there just, like, standing guard, making sure that this poor little pizza man's not going to get out and cause harm to my front yard. And so I hear him saying something like, you know, "What kind of car is this?" And he's like, I don't know what he was saying. I guess he said it's a truck. "Well, what year is it? What kind of engine does it have in it?" And that's when I was like, "What, are they having, like, small pizza delivery truck driver, like truck
he's
conversation
trying to see
right
if
now.
He's high or drunk or something."
So I go inside and Erica's just plastered to the window, like just staring out, watching everything as it's happening. Cops get in the car, back up, drive away. Little man comes up with the pizza. We're like, "What was that?" He's like, "Well, I'm not real sure. It's an older car. They said that they didn't see my seatbelt on me, so they pulled me over." He's like, "But I had driven past them like three times already and even waved at them at one point. So I guess they thought that I was suspicious because the seatbelt was a little different. Like I guess it was a lap belt or something because the car is so old." So we got our pizza and we ate it.
Do you guys see what just happened there? Let me break this down for you. Big story. There could be many possibilities of how this thing could have ended. They could have arrested the guy. They could have been like, "Here's an $800 ticket," and the pizza guy's crying at your door. But instead, nothing happens. It just, he still delivers the pizza like nothing could have, nothing happened, and they pulled him over. "Guys, they pulled me over because I was a drug dealer. I also deliver pizzas." But no. So they just delivered the pizza.
That's all that happened.
That's it.
I mean, I wish something else would have happened. I would have had a better story to tell you, but that's it. But it's not every day that your pizza delivery man gets pulled over in your driveway.
Well, listen, I was interested.
Yeah, I know.
And just like every other time.
Hey, it's not about the payoff, man. It's about the buildup.
When is it ever about the buildup?
It's always about the buildup.
Mm-mm.
Always.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. When you're telling a story, it's all about hooking you in and building it up.
And then disappointing.
And then not delivering in the end. And that's what I did.
Unlike that pizza man, this story did not deliver.
So, yeah. So, that happened yesterday, which I thought was pretty awesome.
So, I was telling you, just before we started this, I talked to my friend Ken of the 13th Floor Music fame about getting bands on this show. So, the website is coming soon. The Greg and Greg website, on its way. We did our photos, bios are done, Everything's done, just needs to be built.
Actually, I should probably buy the domain name. Huh?
Probably should buy the domain name. We also have a person assigned to build the website.
Because we have people?
We have a person now.
Yeah, we do.
So it's all coming together. The site should be up by the end of the month. And starting probably about whenever we get the site up, maybe around the next month, we're going to have a music showcase.
Yeah, buddy. We're going to blow it up.
Dallas bands, cool people, some songs, mm-hmm. some laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tell them one of your terrible stories.
I'm good. I'm good at that. Like, I've got no problem doing that. We can get Jimmy Trevino up here to play the washboard.
Would love to have Famous James here.
He can come up here and play the jug. I had good times with him this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You were in San Antonio.
Yeah. Went to San Antonio. I got to hang with Sam Pizza, mm-hmm. Famous James, and Ramon Sermon, a.k.a. Noodles, mm-hmm. in our running circle. And we went to an event called the Fiesta Oyster Bake, which was, it's...
The Fiesta...
Oyster Bake. Fiesta is an event that they hold each year in San Antonio. It's kind of like Mardi Gras, but they call it Fiesta because it's
San Antonio.
So one of the events is called Oyster Bake, and you go and they have all kinds of fried oysters and baked oysters and...
Just, why oysters?
I don't know. I don't know the backstory of it, but it's just oysters.
Is San Antonio near water?
Not really. It's a couple hours from the Gulf.
So why oysters? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know.
I understand Louisiana having oysters because you're right on the coast,
mm-hmm.
and you get oysters right there.
Yeah, I mean, it must be some sort of a traditional Mexican dish.
Oysters?
Like, with oysters? I don't know.
That's not a traditional Mexican dish.
Maybe they just made it up. Well, I mean, it's like Mexico, Gulf, hello.
Yeah, but they don't eat oysters.
How do you know?
Show me a traditional Mexican oyster dish.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't eat traditional Mexican food. I eat Tex-Mex, and that's what you eat, too, because you're in Texas, and that's what's popular here is Tex-Mex. So suck it. So anyway.
Yeah, but have you ever been like, okay... If they cooked oysters in Mexican food, surely they would have adapted it to Tex-Mex in some way. You'd be able to go to a Tex-Mex place and be like, yes, I will have the oyster tacos.
Maybe.
But they don't.
How do you know? How do you know it's not like ground up into something else and called like
carnitas?
Yeah.
Because that's pork.
Oysternitas? Yeah? So
yeah.
So we're at Fiesta Oyster Bake. And Sarah on a stick made an appearance. And Famous took Sarah and just marched her out onto a stage. And
on a stick?
Mm-hmm. That's the end of that story.
And that, again, yet another story with a horrible, disappointing ending. There's no joke. There's no payoff. I just marched her out on stage. Nothing else happened. Nothing interesting happened. Oh, it's like, oh, we snuck in, we're stealing the band's liquor, and then they came in, they were all pissed, and then we almost got in a fist fight until James said, no, guys, it's okay, and then he started kissing everybody. There you go. That's an interesting story.
We took some 5-hour energy drinks with us.
Who cares? I don't even think the band cares that you took their 5-hour energy.
They didn't, because they weren't even there. They were
long
gone.
Nobody cares.
They were long gone by the time we got in there. All right.
You need to get your brakes checked because you are pumping them hard. Yep, we're getting a big story. Screeching halt.
It's hilarious. All right, got to wrap it up. Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow or on Twitter @GregGregShow and boo out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.